This is the National Rural News.
Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield, and welcome to the National Rural News Close Up Interview Podcast. The oyster industry's newest hatchery has been opened in South Australia. The facility in Cowal on the Eyre Peninsula will help provide growers with spat as the industry fights Pacific oyster mortality syndrome in Tasmania and New South Wales. I caught up with Shellfish Culture General Manager Greg Bowers.
I'm opening our land-based oyster hatchery nursery on the shores of Franklin Harbour in Cowal. We've built a facility from ground up. We started building it around January and opening day today and been operational for about 6 weeks. So, yeah, very exciting, very exciting.
How have those 6 weeks been?
Yeah, look, the construction took, 8 or 9 months, and then the first step of a hatchery is then to produce oyster spat. We produce oysters that are very small, size your fingernail, and then we sell that spat out to the oyster growers. So you do what we call a spawn, where you've got broodstock mother and father oysters, and you breed larvae from them. And quite a scientific and technical process. We've been lucky enough to do two of those, what we call spawns, over the last 6 or 8 weeks. And at the moment, we've got about 50 million oysters in the hatchery, which is just a tremendous effort. And they will start to be sold in a couple of weeks' time to the oyster growers.
Wow. So can you tell me, once that you're fully in production, what sort of numbers are we talking?
Yeah, so we will do a spawn every 5 to 6 weeks from probably about December onwards. And that enables anywhere between 350 to 400 million oysters a year. Now, the South Australian market doesn't need all that. It needs about half of that. But you don't want to run the hatchery flat chat every time, so to speak. So it allows a bit of time for a bit of R&D work. But importantly, it allows us to keep oysters on site and grow them out to a larger size, which the oyster growers desire. In South Australia, there's such a shortage of oysters. There'll be such a demand for the next couple of years. We'll be moving the oysters on very quickly, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, the hatchery is going to play a vital role in the industry, isn't it, considering the outbreak of POMs affecting some major growing areas?
Yeah, that's right. Since POMs in early 2016, the South Australian industry and New South Wales industry as well received spat from Tasmania. And since POMs has broken out, that's been prohibitive. And unfortunately, those markets, that's resulting in a heck of a shortage of spat. That's in many ways what generated the building of this new facility in Cowal, is to be able to provide the South Australian market with a sustainable spat supply. Not just short term, but a very long term view. This is very much a strategic site. It's set up along biosecurity lines. It's the most advanced oyster hatchery in the Southern Hemisphere. So it's a long term view, but there will be a long term shortage in South Australia as well.
So tell me about the impact the hatchery will have on the local community.
Oh, yeah, look, the site's, as I said, located in a regional area in Cowal. And, being a new site, it's enabled, 10 full-time equivalent roles there, and they're all living in the local town. So the town had an input of several children into the school and the local soccer club. So it's been very well supported by the local council, the local mayor, and as you understand, in a small regional area, new employment is very important. So that's been really exciting. And then the fact that you've got such a good hatchery in South Australia that is now capable of producing large numbers of spat, that's going to help the overall industry recover. Tasmania, where we also have a hatchery, is recovering since the POMs outbreak, and it was always going to be about four-year journey back to recovery. And I think we get through this summer with POMs, and that recovery will start to come together quite well. So, look, it's a difficult moment in the oyster industry, but there's a good light at the end of the tunnel and good opportunity going forward, which I think is very important.
Shellfish Culture General Manager Greg Bowers speaking on Australia's newest oyster hatchery in South Australia's Eyre Peninsula. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. I hope you have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.